Hello, David Zaretsky for the Bond Experience Podcast. Welcome back. Hope you're doing well. Heading to work. What are you doing? Maybe you're working out. Maybe you're heading to work yourself. Maybe you're having a libation. Curiosity abides. But anyway, I wanted to tell you about an event, a mini event coming up. It is, it depends on when you're hearing this podcast, but hopefully you're hearing it before the event and you have an opportunity to attend. It is in London on October 14th, which is a Saturday, from 1 p.m. until around 6 p.m. or quite frankly, whenever it ends, at the Hippodrome Casino in Leicester Square. Now, this is called Operation Toonraker. I know, doing a little play on words, Moonraker. Little nod to Roger Moore, maybe a huge nod to Roger Moore, but also the fact that a lot of people are gathering together in London that weekend to attend the Sunday festivities around the Cue the Music concert spectacular. It is truly a spectacular. I mean, that's not an exaggeration of terms. It is a concert that, without exaggeration, starts at 3 p.m., and goes to about 10:45, 11 o'clock, depending on the tickets that you have. So it is truly a concert spectacular. And it's great because people from all around the world have come in, got hotels, will be meeting with others. But there's something that happens. So whenever we have these type of events, whether it's the 60th anniversary or the 007 Sound of Music, we all gather in one area. We gather, but we don't really get together. And what I mean by that is you have these different groups and factions that try to find each other. Suddenly your phone is obliterated with, what's everybody doing? Are we breaking bread together? Let's meet here. And then you have these small pockets all strewn, in this case, across London. What I'm trying to do is just create a space. I mean, without exaggeration, that's all this event is. It's a timed space, meaning the Hippodrome, third floor, possibly fourth too, of the casino. And I'm telling people, hey, look, I'm going to be there at 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 14th at the Hippodrome Casino. I'm going to come casual Bond. Maybe I'll have some Bond clothing on. Probably will. But it's going to be casual. It's going to be laid back. I'm going to have some drinks. I'm going to saddle up to the bar there, plunk down my credit card. I'm going to have a few drinks. I may order some food. I probably will. A little nosh. They've got good food there. I'm going to order some food, maybe something to soak up the adult libations and the alcohol. And I would love to chat and meet and greet with people. That's exactly what this is. It's a social moment. It's a social series of hours where people can come get together. And I always like to say this. This is a safe space. It's not political. It's not religious. It's not what I call Bond faction-based, which is it's not just about Bond lifestylers. It's not just about the literary people or the film people or the old guard or the new guard or Bond fan clubs. It's not about any of that. It's about every and any and all Bond fans, any genders, any age, any proclivities coming together to talk Bond or just talk life. You know, what seems to be a side effect here is that you get together with people. Maybe you've met them before. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you're meeting them for the first time and you start talking about Bond and then you just start talking about life and family and fun and you realize you have a lot in common and this semi-miraculous social thing happens where you come in as potential strangers or acquaintances at best and you leave as friends. And what's nice about this, it's a wonderful preheat to Sunday where a lot of you will be spending a lot of time together. So why not, as I say, preheat the moment, get together and socialize. And, you know, maybe we'll do a couple fun things together. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just chat around and move around the room and get to know each other and buy each other drinks. All of that can happen. But join me, if you can, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., October 14th at the Hippodrome for Operation Toonraker. Now, you're asking yourself a couple of questions, to which I would think you would be asking yourself. For example, well, David, I'm not going to the concert on Sunday. Can I still go to Operation Tune Raker? Yeah. One has nothing to do with the other. It's imagine just people are around. You know, they're local for once in London all together. Americans, Canadians, Venezuelans, even Londoners are around in London on Saturday. And this is an opportunity to just come over there and get together. The second thing you're asking yourself is, my gosh, you're thirsty. My God, you're thirsty. No, you're not asking, saying that. You're asking yourself, is this a ticketed event? Do I have to RSVP? What does it cost? And the answer is, this is not a ticketed event. You literally just show up. It's why we pick the Hippodrome very often. It's a nice social space. We don't have to buy an event space. You just show up. They're appreciative because we wind up probably breaking all records in the alcohol bar bill. So they love that. We buy a lot of food. They love that. It also occupies their space at 1 p.m. on a Saturday when it's pretty dead in a casino. I don't know if you know that. So it doesn't cost anything for you to go. In fact, quite frankly, you could go there and drink seltzer water. You don't have to drink. You know, it's not one of those situations. It's a wonderful, economical way to just get together and say hello. Now, the other question you're asking is, oh my gosh, is this like Gather All Five? It is not. There's no plans to have trivia or prizes. It's truly a social moment. It is the Bond equivalent to kind of a Rat Pack moment where somebody flies a flag and says, hey, you want to get together at the local pub? And in this case, it's very Bond-like because it's the local casino. But that's all it is. That's literally all it is. It's just kind of convalescing and getting together and having a social moment. Now, there are a few people that are breaking afterwards or towards the end for a nice dinner out to get together. Hey, that's your prerogative. Go for it. The other question you're asking is, what on earth should I wear? Do I need to wear tuxedos? Do I need to wear a suit? Is there a dress code? The answer is, there's no dress code. You're going to get some people in blazers, fantasy trousers. You're going to get people in Olibar Brown. You're going to get people in NPL. It really is up to you. I'm going to dress for the environment. I'm going to dress probably what I would call Bond business casual or smart casual, where I want to be comfortable. Might be too hot. I might wear a light NPL, you know, warm enough to keep the breeze and the cold off. But I'm going to be in a casino for at least 5 hours. So I want to be comfortable. That could be short sleeves. I don't know. I'll have to play it by ear. Very comfortable shoes. I'm thinking suede chukkas, suede desert boots, that type of a thing where I can blop around, just be comfortable, pull up a seat, talk to people I haven't seen in ages or people that I haven't seen at all. You know, I'll be meeting a lot of you for the first time and vice versa. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I do want to tell people I'm actually going to try to capture some of the moments for my channel. So I'm bringing my camera, my trusty selfie stick, and I'll probably interview a couple people there. What do they think about the world of Bond, State of the Union? I may ask questions about, the movies, No Time to Die, what they like, what they dislike. So I may be coming up to people and capturing those moments. You could be a part of a Bond experience video. And if that's something that sort of floats your boat, then all the more reason to come. So I am very commiserate of the fact that people have to look at budgets. They also have to look at the fact that, trains, you know, communication, locations, getting around, logistics, geographies, they all have to come into play to see if people will attend. But if you are going to attend, try to let us know. We're trying to gauge how many people, but other than that, just show up. We'll have a blast. And maybe some of you are even getting together before that or on Sunday. I love the fact that this is turning into a bona fide Bond weekend, sort of by osmosis, definitely organically and authentically. We all love that. So, one last time, what's that whole thing? Tell them again. This is my third tell them again. On October 14th, Saturday, Operation Tune Raker from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hippodrome Casino, a free Bond fan event. We're all going to get together. Hope to see you there. In the meantime, keep safe, keep warm. This has been David Zaritsky for the Bond Experience. We'll see you all real soon. Take care. Bye.